The Trump administration has announced that it will remove Haitians from the list of foreign nationals eligible for worker visas. That is on the same day the administration issued rules that will allow some Haitians already in the country to continue working. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
In November, the administration said it would end the temporary protected status program for Haiti, first established in the aftermath of a devastating earthquake in 2010. Officials say the extraordinary conditions justifying their presence in the United States no longer exists. Massachusetts is home to nearly 5,000 TPS recipients from Haiti, and many wanted to know if they'd lose their jobs before the program expires. Today, the government answered the question with a policy that will allow Haitian TPS recipients to work until they're forced to leave the country in July of 2019. Steve Forrester of the Boston-based Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti says the publication of the rules so long after the changes to the program were announced is unprecedented. And he says that could mean people lose their jobs.
The problem is there's often quite a slip between the cup and the lip. You know, it's one thing for them to publish something, but every individual with TPS who has a job has to reassure their employer. And for larger employers, it probably won't be a problem, but for smaller employers, it might be.
The administration today also removed Haiti from the list of countries whose citizens are eligible for non-immigrant worker visas, citing high levels of fraud and a high rate of Haitians overstaying their visas. These policies come as Trump faces charges of racism for making vulgar and disparaging remarks about Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries, a claim the president flatly denies. Gerald Gabeau of the Boston-based Immigrant Family Services Institute calls the policies by the Trump administration a declaration of war against Haitians.
It's basically an administration that openly, because there is no, you know, hiding behind the scene, it's openly telling Haitians are not welcome in this country.
And Gabeau is calling on advocates to step up and help turn back the anti-Haitian policies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.